Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. Luke, interesting race in Northeast Baltimore. It's Joan Carter Conway, who's been in the state Senate since the 1990s, versus Bill Henry, a pretty, I guess we could say, aggressive sort of member of the council who wants to move into the Senate.
Yeah, it's one of the better races to watch in Baltimore this year, and even in the state, I think. You have Joan Carter Conway, who is a pretty powerful state senator. She's the chair of an important committee in Annapolis, and she has a lot of seniority in Annapolis, against a sitting city councilman who's been there for two terms and is, you could say, one of the more independent minds on the council, someone who doesn't necessarily go with the administration all the time, is someone who comes up with their own ideas and their own bills. Now, Ms. Conway has a ton more money, like 15 times the amount that Mr. Henry has, and that may give her an edge. I'm not sure. It depends on what she can do with the money she has.
But, Luke, as we all say often enough, all politics is local. And I think what he's saying basically boils down to you're not representing us. You may be powerful in Annapolis, but you're not doing as much for us as you should be.
That's his argument. So Councilman Henry's been going around to different community meetings, as he's done for years, and he's making that argument. And he's saying, look, Senator Conway doesn't come here that often. When she votes on things, she often sides with business interests or special interests. And I'm going to represent you. I'm going to come to your meetings, and I'm going to listen to what you have to say, and I'm going to put in statewide bills that help you. Her takeaway is, one, I'm not a city councilman. It's not my job necessarily to be at everybody's community meetings. I'm supposed to be getting big change for the city at a state level. If Bill Henry's elected, he will be a freshman, and his legislation will have no significance and won't be able to go anywhere. And so we're better off staying with somebody who has been there for a long time and has the ear of powerful people in Annapolis.
I think one of the really important things here is the ticket. You know, you have Maggie McIntosh and Mary Washington and Kurt Anderson. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, it's a powerful ticket, and they've gotten reelected over and over. You're going to have a low turnout probably this time. They're probably able to, as we say, put money on the street. So I think he's really got an uphill go here.
Yeah, I would agree with that analysis. She stepped up her game recently, and there was a little bit of an impromptu candidates forum that broke out in Ramblewood last week when the two of them both showed up unbeknownst to each other and started asking each other questions, and the audience started getting involved, and it was a pretty good show from what I'm told. I wasn't there. And both actually have, and especially Ms. Conway, has a long record to run on. I mean, she is involved with dozens, if not hundreds, of bills every year. And so she can point to things like the school construction money. She can point to things like same-sex marriage, even though she was a reluctant vote on that. She can point to bringing lots of development dollars into the district. So she does have a pretty long record to run on. Whether or not you agree with everything she's done is another matter. It's a pretty interesting race to watch.
Luke, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.